last Wednesday night, I started talking to you about world missions and how we're a part of that and the Great Commission. Somebody say commission. And we broke that word down into co-mission. God wants to partner with us, Jen, to reach the world with the love of Jesus Christ. The Great Commission belongs to every born-again believer, and every single one of us have a place and a part and a purpose to fulfill in God's unique plan to reach the world. He is on a mission, Chris, to redeem man. We have the privilege of being a part of that. And if you have a Bible tonight, I'd just like you to flip over to Matthew 13, and I want to read to you two short things that Jesus said. Don't panic, Larry. You won't have that back there. That wasn't in your notes. This is Larry's first night on the video. Would y'all give Larry a hand tonight? You did a great job with the lyrics, buddy. And here's what Jesus says. He says, another parable he spoke to him. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven. Somebody say like leaven. Okay. Which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till it was all leaven. Now, leaven is yeast, right? It goes through a ball of dough. Now, if you back up and read verse 31, I read it in the wrong order, but verse 31, he says, another parable he put forth to them saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Somebody say mustard seed. Which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. If y'all have ever seen a mustard seed, they're tiny. But when it's grown, it's greater. Somebody say greater. Greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. So he compares the kingdom of God to two things. Number one, to a mustard seed. What do seeds do when you plant them? They grow. And then he compares the kingdom of God to leaven. What does leaven do when it goes into a ball of dough? It spreads. So he said the kingdom of God would grow and it would spread. It would grow until it is the largest religion on the planet. Today there are 7 billion people on our planet. 2.2 billion of them are Christians. Amen. So amazing how Jesus took a small group of individuals from his 12 to this group that is now 2.2 billion people. Is the word of God true today? Can you say amen? And so tonight it's an incredible privilege and an honor for us to have in service with us someone who has devoted their life and given themselves completely to the Great Commission and to spreading the good news that Jesus Christ loves us and we can be in right standing with God through faith in the cross of Calvary. And her name is Julie Johnston. She works with the Jesus Film Project. And I want y'all to just give her a hand tonight. Give her a big victory welcome. And she's going to share with you exactly how she plays a part in reaching the world, because you've got to know that this thing that goes on called Christianity is a lot bigger than what happens right here inside this room. Amen? And so one more time, y'all let Julie know how much you love her tonight.
Thank you, Pastor. Well, good evening, everyone. It's so exciting to be here. I tell you, I love the service already, and I wish I could come here every Sunday. It was awesome. But, okay, for the reason I came. As Pastor said, I work for the Jesus Film Project. And for those of you who aren't aware or have heard of it before, it's part of what used to be called Campus Crusade for Christ. And back in 1979, they decided to make a film on the life of Jesus. And they based it on the book of Luke, and it's the most historically accurate movie that has ever been produced on Jesus. Well, when they saw what a wonderful product they had, they decided that they wanted to translate this into other languages so that everyone in the world could hear about Jesus in their own language. Now, would you believe there are actually about 6,000 languages in the world? We have our work cut out for us. We have done now about 1,220 languages that we have made the Jesus film in. And so it's really exciting. God has really opened doors. And it's just amazing the impact that this one movie makes. And I want to show you a little video. It's about a couple who decided to fund one of these languages. And then they went to the very first showing of it. It's in Ethiopia. And just watch the people's response. I mean, they've never heard the story. they don't know he comes back. You know, I mean, to our Western eyes, we've heard the story so many times. We know what happens. And to watch them experience it is truly amazing.
Well, we went to a Jesus film briefing. That was our first encounter with the Jesus film. But we were so impressed with the reports we heard of different ministries where Jesus film was being shown.
It hit both of us that we needed to fund a language.
And Ruth and I prayed about it, and this was one we picked out. And so we signed up for it and did it, and it's been almost 3 years now in the process of getting made and getting over here to show it. Well, Ruth and I were asked to be a part of starting the projector for the first showing of this Jesus film. Well, it was such an honor to be able to do that, just to know that there's people here who have never heard of Jesus, and now they're going to get to see him and hear him talk in their own language. And that's the amazing part to me.
And I was just awestruck by the number of people that were present. Probably we would guesstimate about 4,500 people who came to the premiere, and we were just blown away by the number. Certainly much more than I had ever anticipated.
I was surprised at the crowd. I looked around and saw the multitude of people. It was incredible.
For these people to see Jesus speak in their own Gamo tongue for the first time has got to be a great experience.
Nena ne amano ipatides. Tadelais.
They responded because it was in their language, and they were so emotional about it, and it just touched up my heart as it did theirs.
Boy, seeing the Jesus film here in this country is just mind-blowing.
They were so focused, they hardly moved. Their eyes were just glued to the screen.
It just takes your breath away to see the emotion that the people feel, but also the emotion that it brings out in my heart to see it for the first time in this environment.
I thought, you know, God is really speaking to them. They're not watching a movie. They're having an experience with Jesus Christ. He's speaking to their hearts, and they're responding.
They were just moved. You could hear them groaning when things would happen.
I just remember seeing some of the wailing and the children just sobbing and crying. And it just took my breath away. Just realizing what Jesus and the pain and the suffering that he did for us. Because it's just a little too much to bear.
See, the response was truly unbelievable to see that. They wasted no time initially. Once the first gentleman stepped out, it's as though they all came.
We were excited to see so many come, and most of them young men. That was exciting.
That was encouraging. That was just beautiful.
As I was sitting there, I realized that God had just led us to this in such a beautiful way that what is more of a blessing than seeing people come to the Lord, you know? I cannot think of anything better.
I think our part was really small in the overall putting together this film. There's so much work behind the scenes by the local people that I felt the other people ought to be up here being honored for this. It just didn't seem right. But still, it was like, God, I can't believe we're here. You know, you're so good to let us do this.
It really humbled us. We're just one arm, one part of God's plan. And I'm so glad we were there when he told us to do that.
Well, as you can see, this is not just a movie. God speaks through this film so much. That one translation alone, last I heard, 17,000 people have gotten saved just from that one translation. Praise the Lord. And the cool thing is, they are so excited and on fire that they are trying to raise the money themselves to be able to get another language done for one of their neighboring tribes. It's just, it's so exciting. That's one language. And we've done 1,220. And we are continually working on more. Now, just to give you a few statistics, since we have done it in 1979, approximately 230 million people have gotten saved. And that comes out to like one person every 8 seconds. I mean, it's phenomenal how God is using this tool. It is by far the best evangelistic tool out there. And we partner with about 1,500 different denominations and other ministries, Gospel for Asia, I mean, all kinds of ministries. We partner together because we want to provide a tool. You know, you use it however you can possibly use it. We want the word spread. And so we're thrilled to be able to partner with others. And well, just to give you a little idea about me, I'm actually from Bentley Creek, just over the hill. And I hate to admit this, but I went to SRU. Go Tigers! No. anyway. And went to Mansfield. And I majored in medical technology to work in a lab. I never had any idea. I had a heart for missions, and I supported missions, but I really never thought I would be working in missions. But God had other plans, and back in 2009, he started talking to me about it, and I had supported Jesus Film for a number of years, so I already had a real passion for this ministry. And so when he made it clear that this was where he wanted me, I was so excited. So I actually joined in 2010, and I came on as part of the recording team, and they're the ones that actually go over and record the new languages. So it takes approximately 2 weeks, and the video is already done, so we just do voice only and then lip sync it into the movie. So I did that for a year, and that was just such a blessing. I got to go to Ethiopia, not too far from this people group, and then I also got to go to Taiwan, and it was just such a sweet time to get to know these 20 plus actors. And of course, we don't speak the same language, but your heart does, you know? I mean, it was just amazing how much we connected in just such a very short time. And But through God, we're all family, and it was just so cool. Well, then after a year on the travel team, I decided to become a production manager. So for that, I actually help coordinate new recordings. So I work for East Africa. So that's Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, and Rwanda. So I live in Orlando. That's where our headquarters are. But then I travel to those countries approximately 3 to 5 times a year and meet with our local ministry, meet with other translation community people, Wycliffe Bible translators, Pioneer Bible translators, meet with them to get our script done, translated into these new languages. And so, praise the Lord, Tanzania is just going crazy right now. God is just opening so many doors. I have approximately 45 languages that I am working on there, and that's, for the most part, these are languages that have at least 50,000 people that speak them. Obviously, there's a lot of smaller ones, but these are ones that have at least 50,000 people. They're the ones we're kind of concentrating on right now. Once those get done, then we'll concentrate on the smaller groups. But it's just exciting to see what God is doing. Last November, I sent a team to record 2 languages in Northwest Tanzania. And when they finished, we came back in April to have the premiere showings, just like was in the video. But we also planned a partnership conference where we got together local pastors, and we said, you know, we have this tool, and we want it used. We want to reach people. But they also need to be discipled and followed up. So would you come alongside with us? You know, can we work with you? We'll share with you what we know. We'll provide what you think you need. And let's work together. Let's reach your people. And so over the course of 3 days, these 2 language groups came up with a wonderful plan. They wanted some film teams who would actually go pretty much full time and show the film. And they also committed to send 35 people to be trained on how to plant churches. So we were so excited. These are pretty small groups. One was about 140,000 people, and the other was only 14,000. So 35 people, that's pretty good for such small groups. But when the time came to actually do the training, it was in August, 70 people showed up. So we are just so thrilled to see, you know, what God is doing already. Twice as many people out working, planting churches, and spreading the word. And I haven't heard any reports back other than I know right after we showed it the first time, the churches were packed, standing room only. Some of them even had people looking in the windows trying to listen to the message. And there were even some Muslims got saved. And so it's really exciting. And that's just one of my countries, you know, where God's working. There's 25 of us that cover the world. So we've got a lot to do. As I said, there's about 4,000 more languages that we have yet to do. So it's taken a little while, but it's exciting to watch God open doors. Some of these languages we have been trying to do for 15 years in some of these closed countries, and God is opening the doors. And it's just exciting, you know, some of the recent recordings that we've done. And Nigeria, of all places, it's so dangerous. You constantly hear of all the violence there. And yet we do more recordings there in 1 year than we do any of our other countries. It's just amazing the doors God is opening. So I just wanted to share a couple of stories, because these are always the best part, in my opinion. I know we always hear, it seems like in the news, doom and gloom, you know, and it seems like Satan is on a rampage, and he is, but praise the Lord, he's held in check. And we hear a lot about the Muslims. Well, this first story was about this Muslim lady who had a dream. And in her dream, this man appeared, and he said, "My name is Jesus. And you need to learn about me because I'm coming soon." And she was just startled awake and very moved by this, but also really bothered because she didn't know who this Jesus is. How do I find out more about him? She didn't have any idea. And on her way to work the next day, you know, that was just consuming her mind. How do I find out about this Jesus? Well, on her way to work, she found a DVD laying on the ground. Picked it up. It was the Jesus film. And when she flipped it over and saw the picture, she immediately recognized him as the man who appeared to her in her dream. And she was just so excited and just clutching it all day long. And that night when she got home, she gathered up some of her neighbors and showed the film to them, told her about her dream, and they all got saved. And that's just... Now, we in no way think Jesus looks like our actor. But I love that he's choosing to appear that way to validate this is truth. And another one, this took place quite a while ago. Saddam Hussein was still in power, and it's a number of miracles. First of all, he decided one Easter that they should show a movie about Jesus on national TV in Iraq. So that obviously is a miracle in and of itself. And so he had his people calling around trying to find where can we find a movie on Jesus in Iraq. And they came across one TV station that said, hey, we have this movie called The Jesus Film that somebody left here to get copies made. And he's like, okay, that's fine. Let's show it. So they show it. Well, in Iran, an elderly lady was able to pick up the TV station. And when she saw the movie coming on, she's like, well, I've heard about Jesus, that, you know, he's supposedly this good prophet. So, all right, I'll watch the movie. Well, at the end of the movie, there's a picture of Jesus, and he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you open the door, I will come in. So what does she do? She gets up and she goes to her door, and he is standing outside. Jesus actually came in, talked with her for a couple of minutes, and then vanished right in front of her eyes. Isn't that cool? And at the end of it, it gives a phone number to call, you know, for follow-up. And so she called in, and she's like, I just saw Jesus. And they're like, I know, isn't it a wonderful film? And she's like, no, I just saw him. And there's been some really cool things, too. A lot of healings, a lot of blind people that do get healed when Jesus heals the blind man in the movie. I've heard of the lame being healed miles away that they could just hear the movie, and they're getting healed. So it's really cool. But another, I just love to talk. God is so awesome. There is a story of a suicide bomber who he made the bombs. And so his little hut was filled with vests and all the things to make bombs. And there was a lot of flooding in the area. And he was told that he had to stay behind and he had to protect all of this. So the whole village evacuates, and here he is, sitting all alone in his house, expecting to drown at any time. And there's a knock on the door. And he goes and answers the door. And there's a man standing in white. And he holds out his hand. And he says, quit protecting these things that destroy and follow me. So he just felt really drawn to the man. So he did. And they took off walking. Well, eventually, they joined up with the rest of the village. And they were really surprised to see them. And they're like, how did you get here? There's a flood between us and the village. And he said, well, the man in white and I walked on water. And a film team was in the area. And as soon as they heard the story, they showed the Jesus film. And he said, that's the man. That's who walked me across the water. It's just phenomenal. God is really moving in the Muslims. He really is. I mean, we don't hear it, but they are constantly having visions and dreams and appearances, and it's just exciting to watch him work. And I'll tell one more story. This actually was another suicide bomber, and he found out about a film showing, and so he got permission to blow himself up. I don't know why you need permission, but anyway. So he gets permission, puts on the vest, and goes in and sits down, and there were about 250 people present, and he waits for the movie to start, and then he pushes the button. Nothing happens. And he sees Jesus on screen, point at him, call him by name, and tell him to stop it. Listen to the movie. Freaked him out, as I'm sure it would all of us. And he's like, no, this, I had to be imagining this. So he did it again. Same thing happened. It happened 5 times. And so he finally decided, all right, I guess I'll just give up and listen to the movie. Well, then at the end, he wanted to get saved, praise the Lord. But how do I get out of a suicide vest? So he caused quite a little stir asking for help. And but when everybody present heard his story, everybody got saved. All 250 people present, and he now shows the film. I am just so thrilled to be a part of such an incredible ministry that God is really blessing and really using. I mean, so many people are getting saved and lives transformed, and we have more products than just the classic Jesus film that you saw pictured. We also have one called Magdalena that's geared for women, and it's how Jesus treated women. So a lot of the miracles that are in it are ones he did for women, and it is incredibly powerful, especially in the Muslim world where women are worthless. And it's so empowering to the women, but it's fantastic for the men to see their wives in a new light. And so that has been very powerful, especially in Ethiopia. They started out with a Bible study to train, I think it was 200 women, on showing Magdalena and holding a Bible study in their home. And within 6 months, that had ballooned up to 800 people who were showing Magdalena in their home and having Bible study in 6 months. And we have a few other products. One that I love is called Walking with Jesus Africa, and it's 5 half-hour episodes that are basically a Bible study. They take place in Africa with African actors and African issues, like what do you do when you get saved and your dad's a witch doctor and you're supposed to take part in his seances or whatever he does. You know, what are you supposed to do? Issues we would never even think of having to deal with. And that has had a really huge impact. So it's just exciting to see what God is doing around the world. And we hear stories like this all the time. These are just a couple. But we serve an awfully big God, and he is just amazing. And so I just want to close with this. One of my favorite verses is Revelation 7:9. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. And it's going to happen. One of these days, that is going to happen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I just wanted to let you know that after service, if you're interested in hearing any more about any of this, or if you're interested in partnering with me, I have some brochures, and you can sign up for email list and get my prayer letter and hear what God's doing. Thank you.
Isn't it amazing how God uses people from all over to fulfill all kinds of jobs to spread the gospel? I mean, that is absolutely amazing to me. And he has a job for you, no matter where you're at, what you're doing. Like you said, you went to school for medical lab. Is that what it was? And now look at you. There ain't no medical lab. And it just blows my mind. Is there an average number that it costs to translate the film into one language?
It costs $38,000.
$38,000 to make the language, to make the film into that language. Wow. To make the movie, $38,000. That is absolutely... Go ahead.
Yeah, it's $38,000 to make the entire language. But right now, because we're focused on these language groups that have 50,000 people or more that speak it, there's approximately 865 of those. And we actually have a group of people who have donated the money to pay for half. So for those 865, it's only $19,000, which is very reasonable. I mean, that's doable.
Two for one. So that just amazes me, though. How many people did you say since 1979? 220. 230 million people born again. And then the follow-up and what's going on. Just do something as simple as a film. I've never in my life thought about what you said. In Western culture, we're so used to hearing the gospel that to see their response to the death of Christ and then to celebrate the resurrection... I mean, was that not amazing? Should we not look at it the exact same way every time? Do you have something else?
Yeah, sorry. I mean, there are some really funny stories of when we started showing it. Like, the first time they ever showed it to the Maasai people in Kenya, they didn't see it as a movie. To them, this is something that's happening in some other place, and somehow we can see it right now. Exactly. We gave them a portal to another world. And so they started yelling at the soldiers when they took Jesus, and then they actually started throwing spears at the screen to protect Jesus, because to them, this is real. And we've had that happen with rocks being thrown and different things. So, yeah, it's a whole different mindset that we're not used to. And I can't tell you how many times we have heard people say, you know, I always thought Jesus was a white man's God because he didn't speak my language. And now he does. So now he can be my God. Yeah.
So powerful. So Julie is a home missionary. She is totally supported, is that right, by raising support and going to churches. And so today we're going to sow a seed into Julie's ministry. And the harvest I'm believing God for is that, you know, we have people that come in from all different walks of life. And although we might all speak English, they have different languages. And we want the Word of God to penetrate their hearts. And we want to see them respond the same way. But I'm going to ask Julie and her family if you would come and stand here with me tonight. And I want you to pray with me if you would stand with us tonight. And just reach your hands this way. This is her mother and father. Would you like to introduce us to who you've brought with you tonight?
Sure, yes. This is my mom, Elaine Johnston, and my dad, Tom Johnston. And this is my cousin, Stacy Harkness. And she's her dad and my dad are brothers.
Praise God. Stacy's no stranger to this house. And mom and dad were here on Man Day. So let's just pray for Julie. You know, it's not easy for them to be away from their daughter and her to go over into those lands. And I'm sure there's some anxiety that comes with that. But we're going to believe God to meet every need she has. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you so much tonight for your word. We thank you that the gospel works. And we lift up Julie to you today. Thank you for this vessel. Thank you for her obedience. Thank you for her sacrifice. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we just apply your precious blood over her life. God, we ask that you would provide for her, protect her, and meet every need she's got. God, anoint her to lead and to excel at everything she sets her hand to do. God, that she would just bring incredible increase to that ministry. And Father, that lives would be transformed, not just for time, but for eternity. We pray for her family, God, that in the time she's away, we thank you that they have sown her as a seed. And Jesus, you said if we give up family, brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and spouses in this life, you would return them 100-fold in this life. So I'm asking that you would make that time that they're together just so much more precious than ever. And God, that you would just strengthen them, protect and keep them. God, we call Julie's ministry blessed. We call every need she has satisfied. Father, we thank you that she has an abundance so that she can sow into others. And God, we just praise you that it is done today in Jesus' name. And as we sow this seed in faith, we thank you, God, for a harvest back in this house of souls for your kingdom and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. So God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. One more time, would you let the Johnston family know how much we love them? Amen. Praise God.